We are very lucky that we haven't had many deaths here. Nearly all the explosions here happen in the mills, although a horrible accident killing two of our workers was actually in the pellet house. But I'll tell you more about that later on your tour. The mills were built as two groups, one of three and another of eight mills. They have three very strongly built walls with a flimsy timber front wall and roof. When the mills explode, the roof and the front blow off, leaving the main structure and the machinery relatively unscathed. It's easy to rebuild the front and roof. Each mill has a special automatic water drenching system, which comes into action when there's an explosion. There are also water tanks nearby to jump into if we, heaven forbid, catch fire. We are strictly forbidden from walking in front of a mill building. It's far too dangerous. We have special passageways which allow us to get in from the back. If we think a thunderstorm is coming, we have to shut down the mills and wait until it passes. Our factory diary of events records countless explosions in the mills. Mill operators aren't allowed to stay in the buildings whilst milling is taking place. We have to wait in the watch house. Good thing is all I can say.